Cars affected by the mechanical glitch. The Riprod rocket stands 17 stories tall and can reach speeds as high as 65 miles per hour. The attraction was shuttered for 2 days in early August after a rider suffered minor injuries when the car she was riding in stopped. U.S. stocks rose more than 1% at the opening bell today as investors were encouraged by signs of progress in fiscal negotiations in Washington. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 152 points. The S&P 500 gained 18 points. The NASDAQ Composite added 50. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And with us this morning is John White, and we're going to be talking about the danger of an EMP attack. And, of course, some people sort of shrug and say, well, it just couldn't happen. Well, I would wish that it couldn't happen, but unfortunately it can. There's an organized effort to conceal the truth from the American people. We have actually read the entire text, 180 pages or something, of the Congressional Commission report that came out in 2008, totally blacked out by the media, incidentally. And you have to ask yourself why, because, of course, this report took 8 years and compiling, a half a dozen PhDs, worked full-time under congressional direction, and we've talked to the gentleman, Peter Pry, who is in charge of that for the Congress. And yet, of course, the average individual has never heard of it. The average congressman has never heard of it, although they did vote unanimously in 2010 to actually come up with a resolution to address the issue and take care of it so it wouldn't be a threat. And, of course, it was blocked in the Senate and nothing has been done. And when we're facing a threat that could result in the total destruction of America as we know it, you have to ask yourself, why? It doesn't make sense. Well, to explore the background of what an EMP attack is, Don, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
My pleasure. It's good to be here.
Why don't you start out with the question, what is an EMP attack?
An EMP, first the words EMP stand for electromagnetic pulse. All right, it can best be remembered in a little bit different way. At the end of World War II, an atomic bomb, two of them were dropped in Japan, to immediately end the war. But we remember there were 100,000 people killed and rubble everywhere. The EMP is a updated nuclear rather than atomic weapon. But when it's detonated 20 miles or higher in the sky, the physics are totally different. There's no pressure and percussion to wipe out people like in the atomic bomb. Rather, it's converted to radio waves. We're all familiar with radio waves. And the radio waves come down at very high levels. They go right through people. People don't even feel a thing, all right? They don't touch any bridges, any buildings, or any standing infrastructure. So it's as though nothing happened from a physical point of view. However, it does couple into the electric grid and blackouts the grid, and there's nothing to be seen. We're thrown back instantly into the 1870 era, and all manner of things happen from there that I can describe.
Well, basically, what would actually happen? We would lose electricity? Is this what you're saying?
Yes, I didn't want to ramble on here. Yes, the manifestation of what happens is that electricity is gone, and our whole life is based on electricity. I mean, there'd be no lights, no radio, no telephone cells or iPads working, no air conditioning, free operational vehicles would be gone. You'd be stuck in elevators, no subway, and so on. So you're totally helpless because we're such an electrically oriented people in our world today. So we're at a total standstill.
Well, now, what about the military? Doesn't the military have some sort of protection?
Well, the military, of course, the answer to your question in one word is absolutely yes. Over the past 40 years, all right, the military has hardened, that's their vernacular for protected, if you will, against the electromagnetic pulse. Most of the United States Navy, all right, is protected from the wipeout of the electromagnetic pulse. Wipeout here again meaning taking out all the electronics, radar, everything you can think of. Also, contracted were many commercial office buildings occupied by the intelligence community and other factors, parts of the Pentagon, parts of the White House, and so forth, are also protected against this. So from the point of view of the military world, they're mostly protected so that they can function. But remember one thing, though, that most of the military and the government today, all right, maybe at work during the daytime, but at night, they're different people. They go on home. They have to shop at the local food stores, at Walmarts. They have to get gasoline locally. They do all their things in the civil side. So there's a civil side is what's unprotected. So even though the military may, that is, so far as the United States is concerned, be fairly EMI hardened, all right, the operation comes to a near standstill, except, of course, those that are protected and the civil, when people put on their civil hats. So basically, in summary, the entire United States is a potential victim to this happening.
And basically, that the military here in the United States, even though the military facilities may be hardened, don't most of our military facilities rely upon the civilian electronic grid to operate?
Exactly. They can't function. Think, where does the military get its food supply? All right, where do they get their electricity from? Although some may be developed on base, mostly not. They get all their ways and means and replenishments for performing their activities that they must do from the civil world. And that, of course, makes them just as you would be if you were not protected and you're a person doing whatever your job is, whatever your profession calls for, whatever. You're depending upon the same civil world, the electric power grid, if you will, and also all the public works, the utilities, the water supply, the sewage disposal, ad infinitum, are all dependent pretty much on the civil world, unless, of course, they have, in some few cases, they have an on-base Air Force base or whatever have you. They may have some of those facilities for generating power and so on, but that's certainly an exception rather than the rule. So in summary, therefore, we're all vulnerable.
Well, now, Don, if there really is this problem, why hasn't something been done to solve it? I mean, it is totally illogical that knowing there's a problem that instantaneously could totally destroy the infrastructure of this country, why hasn't it been remedied?
That's the $64 question. Right on. That's why. It seems to be so contradictory. What's the explanation? We've spoken of this internally amongst ourselves in great length, and at the risk of oversimplifying, the only thing we could seem to come up with, it's so overwhelming that people aren't quite sure what to do. And in this particular case, one would think that the government would stand in, but the belief is that the government has abdicated, if you will, its fiduciary responsibility to provide this kind of protection, just as it provides a military to protect us against foreign enemies or whatever have you. And from the civil individual's point of view, he's so overwhelmed with Benghazi and IRS and NSA and Obamacare and close down of the government and job reduction. They know the government isn't telling us the truth. High unemployment is, and all the other things are so overwhelming to the human being.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment here with Don White.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! With winter approaching, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is cold. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position, and wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a great and safe fall and upcoming winter season.
Did you call an 800 or an 888 number for a free report on gold and silver from people who claim they make no money? Did you get stuck with a bunch of foreign coins that you can't pronounce? Do you have rare coins that nobody can possibly value, or worse yet, rare coins from a sunken ship? Do you find out they really did make money on you? Are you getting called constantly by telemarketers to buy more or trade every day? Then most likely you've already lost a lot of money. Even if gold doubles or triples from here, you will still lose money. We can help. It's not too late to get your holdings into American products and still take advantage of major market moves. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592. No hassle, no hype, no bait and switch, and no complaints. After two decades of service, we're still here for you. Call 1-800-951-0592 or go to allamericangold.com and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here. Our guest is Don White. Don, why are you interested in this? As you mentioned, we've talked about it. Are you some sort of with a group that is concerned, trying to get this information out across America? Why, Sydney? I mean, I've been very concerned about this, but I hear so few people talking about it. So what is your thoughts on this?
All right, first of all, let me make a correction there about your remark about so few people. There is a protective group, as I just remarked before the break here. There is a protective group that has picked up where the government has abdicated, and they are parade under one of two names. It's a EMP survivalist, and to some groups they may be known as doomsday as doomsday preppers. These numbers run in the low millions, and they're usually at individual levels and family levels, rarely higher than that. And they have, if you put on the internet EMP protection, you'll see pages of their products, their freeze-dried food lasting 25 years, or their Faraday cages, or other kinds of things. They're doing this because they're concerned they must survive themselves because the government's doing nothing to help them. All right. There's one big problem, however. They run into the millions, and they're getting bigger and more. But that doesn't answer the bigger problem of electricity and all that. Now, here's the problem. They basically, yes, they have the food. They have the long-range food drive. They have the water supply. They have medications they've often put up for. All right. They have even barter items because money may be worthless, and they need to barter. They have guns and ammunition. And their mission is to get out into the country away from humans because they're dangerous. And that's their mantra. Here's the problem. The moment after the EMP happens, all right, they've lost their job. They've lost their income. Their income, you know, whatever it may come from, in addition to their job, it could be annuities. It could be their Social Security. It could be retirement funds. It could be stocks and bonds. They've lost it completely because digitally it's all wiped out, and there is no record, a few exceptions notwithstanding. They've lost that. They've lost everything. They've lost their lifestyle. Yes, they have bare-bones existence, but bare-bones existence soon becomes exhausting, and therefore there are damages of humans because of it. What's missing is lifestyle, and that's what we bring to the table in our books and the things that we're doing. We want to save America. And I can say that completely from my heart because I'm a retired CEO of my own company in the electromagnetic compatibility field, and I know the area well. I've made my fortunes. I've made my millions. I don't need anything else. I want to help mankind. And I'm a Christian. I'm working hard to try to do that. And if I can make this thing happen, I know it happens. We laid it out in Chapter 2 of our book, the procedure to give lifestyle by the different things we can do, starting with power on top of our roofs and several other things. So the solution to us, because we've been there and done that, I made all the mistakes I can ever make in my 40 years of business, later in CEO and going on NASDAQ and all those great things are fine. It's behind us. I know what the solution is. My contemporaries about me do. Now our mission is to try to bring it forth through your talk shows and other ways so that we can be helpful in making awareness and options for solution. And so, and the fact, and finally, the biggest thing is this can be done without any federal monies. All right. It's done through different options in financing at the county level and others laid out in the book. And then I could discuss further if you like.
All right. Fine. Well, how can people get copies of your book and get in touch with you?
Well, there's first of all, the books are offered
Amazon,
and you can get them on Barnes and Noble. You can get that on, especially on Amazon. The books are listed in Amazon. The books are on our websites. All right, and the websites, of course, give a lot more background information before even wanting to buy the book, if you will. URL or our website nomenclature, if you will, is www.emp-safeguard.com. One more time, www.emp, as in electromagnetic pulse, emp-safeguard.com. That will steer you many different things you can study and read up and become aware and so forth. And then go to the pages if you're interested or want to buy one or more of our books on the thing.
All right.
Amazon, if you can't remember any of this, go to Amazon. Amazon has the books listed, and it gives some background information on them. But we recommend whether you get it. Also, if you go to there's a dedication group. You mentioned Dr. Pry a little while ago, all right? They're created on the Internet under the name of EMP Act, A-C-T. That's empact.america.com, all right, empactamerica.com. And they are an organization. They do have a radio, some radio talk shows on EMP and a lot of other subjects. We feel that we are the only book, however, that doesn't look to the speak of the past and look to the now. We look to the future. We are creators. That's why it's in our corporate name. And that's what my mantra has been all my life, professionally and so forth. We find ways to get solutions to problems with options, and here, catch this one, with rationale, so that you can understand, oh, well, I don't want to do this, or I want to try that. And we even have optimization techniques and other things.
All right, fine. Well, now, is solar energy, in other words, what will happen to the inverters in the solar energy unit, with an EMP attack? Will they survive? Will the inverters survive an EMP attack so the solar energy system will work?
No, the solar energy will burn out just as fast and as quick as any other electronics. Of course, that begs the question, well, now, you've mentioned solar. Now, why did you do that if it's going to burn out? Well, we protect the solar. Part of the books that we write are dedicated to how do you do it. It gives the specifics on the shielding and bonding and grounding and surge protection and all other stuff, which I won't bore you with right now. But the main thing is, how do you do it? You got to protect your building. You shield your building and you ground your building. The book gives the ABCs and how to do that. All right, what the materials are, some sources of suppliers, and so forth. So when you shield the building, it talks about the aluminum options for putting the siding on the top and the roof and, of course, the foundation or the basing, how to do that. It's less expensive when done on a new building under construction, but nevertheless, you can retrofit. So, in summary, when you shield the building, all right, you must also shield on top of the roof, all right, which is fairly straightforward and how to do it, and shield the solar panels and the inverters and the wiring and other parts that make up the system. All right, when that is done, it's just like the building, shielding, protecting the internal electronics. In this case, the shield on the solar protects, of course, the solar rooftop installation. Otherwise, it would be worthless. I'm not saying it's worthless to install an unshielded, because there are options to shield a building or just start the rooftop and put on a shielded EMP, shielded solar if you want to do that. But the disadvantage of that, of course, is the building wouldn't be shielded, and therefore that makes little sense. So therefore, when you put on the beauty behind the thing is you can take two steps. You can shield the building and have it ready to install the solar rooftop at any time if you're making. And remember this, exceptions acknowledge, all right, you are not doing the financing of this. You don't need to do it. There are several options handed in the good traditional and in the good traditional way at the county bonds and a whole lot of other options, which I won't bore you with right at the moment. So you must shield it, though, in order to have the preservations and the continuation of lifestyle.
And I think the thing is that most people really don't stop and think about this sort of thing. They think, well, I'll put my solar in and that'll be great, without realizing, of course, that this could very well burn out, and then you need to have an alternative or prepare ahead of time. There's so much to the intricacies of this, and the average individual doesn't know. But I think one of the most significant things is what happens financially. And I'm sure you've read that report or acquainted with the report that Congress put out, an 8-year report, the Congressional Commission on the threat of an EMP attack in 2008. And they talk about what would happen to our financial system. I mean, we talk about how terrible it is, why we might go into default on the 17th of October. Would you want to just mention what would happen to the financial structure of America in the face of an EMP attack?
Yes, the everything we do is dependent upon electronics. Well, for all intents and purposes, you can, of course, use hand signals and new mechanical ways of communicating, but 99% plus of the way we are communicating today, as I said, whether it's radio, TV, whether it's your cell phone, your telephone, your iPads, and all the other, all communicating. And therefore, when you get your monthly statement, it comes in if you have any stocks or bonds, all right, or if you have an annuity payment, as I mentioned earlier, or Social Security for the older folks, all of those are either checks mailed in or they're bank transfers, electronic bank transfers. Well, electronic bank transfers is all electronic, so you've lost all of that. I'm not suggesting in the inner archives of some of the world of the economics, of course, they're stored in vaults. That is the backup to the computers, if you will, or the storage information electronically is stored. However, it depends on whether this is a national phenomenon like Social Security. Your millions of Social Security checks go out. Anyone that will go out, of course, by way of mail is immediately lost because there is no mail function at all. Everything's all burnt out or electronically or not functional. But you're certainly not communicating it over to you on your computer. It's not going to your banker. All that's electronic. So therefore, it all goes down. Now, there may be some recovery and if it's a national kind of a phenomena, and if it's outside the range of an EMP. An EMP might typically be anywhere from 500 miles to 1,500 miles, but that goes down. And by the way, one of the things I didn't mention that I might add here is if you, many of us here, and I too, have been familiar with tornadoes, not tsunamis, but tornadoes and hurricanes and things of this ilk. Remember, relief, replenishment, and help are only a few miles away, right outside of the fringe of the tornado. Whenever, in the case of EMP, it's 1,000 miles away, plus or minus. So there can be no replenishment. There can be no vehicles to deliver. The vehicles are down. There's no electronics. There's nothing functioning. So all the would-be monies that you have, the records are lost. Exceptions acknowledged. All the records are lost, and you can't get your money. And who has the record? Do you really have that money? In fact, in the different brokerage firms and whatever have you, or in the banks or whatever, the banks have lost their records, except for a few of which may have. So anyway, we're totally economic, total catastrophic. The cataclysm of the whole thing is not just the emotional and food and survival, but it's very much the economics. And by the way, the final remark on what you said, unfortunately, on the Internet and elsewhere, it is replete with so many myths. And so many chicken littles and remarks about this EMP that it is saturating to some extent the real understanding. There are only a few credible sources. I mentioned we'd like to think, of course, of our own because we are credible people and on them. Our company has done 34 books in the past 20 years. I've personally written 14, and they're well accepted worldwide in the field of a special field of electronics. So truth is the only thing. No loss of morality, no propensity to try to become a grandiose in what we're doing and everything. I'm just trying to present the truth. So therefore, by the way, there is a site called Future Science. Future Science is a fellow engineer like myself, and he is number one in the field of information on EMP related. So go to Future Science, and he will separate the facts from fiction.
Future Science, you say, is the site, Future Science?
Yeah, the site is www.futurescience, that's all one word, futurescience.com. And there's an EMP, he's got other than EMP, but it's mostly EMP there. And you'll see all manner of information. It's an excellent source for those who are unaware. And it does sort out the truth from the facts when appropriate to bring that matter up. But this is the thing. There's so much garbage. There's one unnamed program that has been on TV now for a couple of years or so. It is unequivocally not the National Geographic, which, by the way, is coming on its third season on the 29th of October, all right? But there's been some other Hollywood versions, which in the classical Hollywood way,
thought,
if you will.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment. I know it's 877-254-7524. If you have a question, 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Guardian Roofing reminds listeners that many accidents are the result of drivers on their cell phones. Cell phone usage while driving is quickly becoming a serious problem on our roadways. Whether you're talking or texting, cell phone use is a major distraction. Do your part to keep our streets safe. That important reminder is brought to you by Jeff Holland, the family and staff at Guardian Roofing at 443 Weber Court in Erie. So phone 303-828-4236 for Guardian Roofing. They're on the air because they care. POW/MIA Radio is celebrating its 20th anniversary of broadcasting on KHNC. The show was born in a discussion between station owner and manager Don Wiedemann and veteran Darwin Rutz in September of 1993. The focus of the show was then, is now, and always will be the American prisoner of war and the missing in action. We want to thank the entire family of the American Freedom Network for their generous support of this program. Also, we could not be as successful without our sponsors, researchers, guests, and most of all, you, the loyal listeners. God bless, and thank you.
Did you call an 800 or an 888 number for a free report on gold and silver from people who claim they make no money? Did you get stuck with a bunch of foreign coins that you can't pronounce? Do you have rare coins that nobody can possibly value, or worse yet, rare coins from a sunken ship? Do you find out they really did make money on you? Are you getting called constantly by telemarketers to buy more or trade every day? Then most likely you've already lost a lot of money. Even if gold doubles or triples from here, you will still lose money. We can help. It's not too late to get your holdings into American products and still take advantage of major market moves. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592. No hassle, no hype, no bait and switch, and no complaints. After two decades of service, we're still here for you. Call 1-800-951-0592 or go to allamericangold.com and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Don White. We're talking about the threat of an EMP attack. If you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. This is a vitally important subject. You're not going to hear it addressed certainly to the regular channels. There's an, in my opinion, there's an organized effort to suppress the information. There is an interesting program on NBC Wednesday evening now called Revolution, and it's basically what happens to America when the lights go out. There's no longer electricity, and it's really designed after this. Of course, it's got all the sex and adventure and all the other things in there that makes a television series interesting, but the basic concept that we could lose electricity is not imaginary. If it were, certainly, there would not be groups of people studying this. There would not have been an 8-year Congressional Commission report that came out, and then somebody suppressed it. And it's been very cleverly suppressed. Most people have never read it. We do offer it, but my suggestion is pull it down off the Internet. If you don't want to, we'll be glad to send you a copy, but much better rather you got it off the Internet. Fascinating reading and vitally important that you start making your preparations. Well, basically, Don, certainly, you've been at this. Do you think there's a growing awareness on the part of the American people that this is not simply a theoretical consideration, but a very real potential problem?
The answer is very yes. Yes, let me demonstrate that. Obviously, as you pointed out already, Newt Gingrich ran the investigating group that you were talking about, charged with the responsibility in the House hearings in 2008. And, of course, he had many of the experts. He had the military. He had the other governments. He had the industry. He had CEOs, he had physicists, he had all manner of people present there, and he presented this problem. Their mission task was to what should the United States do? What position should it take? What should be done about the EMP matter? So the question was not if, but when. The experts are saying that it's an event waiting to happen. Now, let me put this in a specific context as an example. Roughly about a year ago, Netanyahu, of course, who is the premier for Israel, all right, before the, I beg your pardon, this was not before the United Nations, but on public broadcast, whatever, said that in response to Iran had said first, all right, Iran had said that we will wipe Israel off the face of the earth. That's the world, all heard it, all right. Subsequently, all right, Netanyahu from Israel came back and said, we see that you are in, are ignoring basically what we are trying to get you to do to curtail, all right, the uranium development and a lot of other things we won't get into, and that therefore you're persisting on what we can't, the world cannot trust you with respect to your nuclear weaponry and so forth that may happen. Therefore, we may be obliged to preempt in the next few months. And he held a picture, a bomb. It was about a foot in diameter into an image of a bomb. With a red round circle, the whole world saw it, millions of people watching it on TV and so on, and the wick sticking out, and Netanyahu pointed to that round circle. He said, that is where you are now, Iran, and if you go to this point right here, we will be obliged and necessarily must, all right, preempt the whole situation from happening, all right, and so what did he mean by that? Now, there's a lot of speculation. The Israelis, as well as almost any nation, a respectable nation, all right, considers the morality. You don't want to do a World War II atomic bomb thing and wipe out, kill millions of people and destroy everything. That doesn't make any sense. What would be the sensible thing to do? The sensible thing to do, as the professional world is saying, is go EMP. Go EMP. That has been renewed recently by Netanyahu again. All right. I think it was a month or so ago in the, this may or may not have been before the United Nations. But anyway, so even though it's gone several months and there's been no preemption, all right, what would happen right now if that happens? All of a sudden, everybody would be running in all directions. What do we do? Our telephone would jump off the hook. We'd have people knocking down the door to try to grab us to help, to give them guidance. The whole thing would be out of control. It would make no sense. We don't want to do business or anything else that way. We want to think of the Boy Scout motto, Boy Scout motto. Remember that? Be prepared. The first part of be prepare is become aware. So we need to do trade shows. We need to have slow shows. We need to have various forms of presentation. We need to have videos made up on the thing. There are a few new ones coming out by National Geographic, so it'll be, the world will be able to see that. We are going into a mode of introducing a new magazine early in the next year, directed entirely to this, primarily from the point of view of educating people, making them aware. We've got to be more and more of that. And that can be done, of course, by webinars. It can be done by seminars. It can be done in many different ways. And that's one of the big things that we're trying to bring groups and people and other things together to try to increase communications, awareness. That's the starting point to take your few million people today. By the way, there may be a lot more than a few million are already aware, because the leading book on this introduced as a novel back about 3 years ago was by was called One Second After, and it was by Dr. Forrestgen, all right? And it was introduced on the floor of the Senate during those earlier discussions, and 2 million copies were already sold, and it became on the New York bestseller list on Sunday and continued to be on bestseller list of many other releases, but is solely dying now because of its age. All right, that was a novel. The rest of the things out there, certainly what we've done and what most others, are nonfiction. But anyway, the whole thing right now is like this, and it could be, something could precipitate it. Remember, finally, that when USSR was dissolved 20 years ago, all right, there's 20,000 nuclear weapons out there, that they took an inventory of all the countries, and in Azerbaijan and Armenia, had 107 nuclear weapons missing. Where are they today? What happens? So there's a whole lot of thing, and they have the delivery to ability to deliver it today. Anyway, if this thing happens, in summary, what it will be believed to be, it will make, in just a few words, 9/11 look like a cakewalk. These are not my words. These are words of my contemporaries and others who know. So it's all ready to happen. Will it be Netanyahu? Something will precipitate it. It could be an accident. It could be a terrorist. It could be a rogue nation. Or maybe even some psychotic gets in there who has some reason to access the ability to launch from a container ship or wherever else. So it's very, very uncertain. We know it's going to happen. It's just a question of when. We must be prepared, or at least become aware.
Well, you know, it's really very interesting. You talk to the average individual, and they will tell you Iran does not have nuclear weapons, but they may be able to get them. They may be able to be just a few weeks away from getting a nuclear weapon, but they do not have nuclear weapons. We repeat that mantra over and over again. But the question.
However, let's go back a couple of months ago. North Korea was not only rattling the saber, all right? They launched, as you know, their weapons, but one of them fell right into the Chinese.
Hold that thought, Todd. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
During these trying times, our troops need our help more than ever. Right now, blood supplies are at an all-time low, and just one pint of blood can help save the lives of our servicemen. So give the gift of life, give blood. It's simple, it's safe, and it saves lives. This community awareness message is brought to you by the courtesy of Isaac Clayton, his family, and staff at Rapid Rooter Service. They're proud to be serving our community. That's Rapid Rooter Service at 39391 Well County Road 35 in Alds. Rocky Mount Shooter Supply in Fort Collins is proud of our military, and we want to thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return. May God bless America. This message is from Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, 3507 East Mulberry Street in Fort Collins, with a large variety of rental handguns for their shooting range. Offering classes and serving gun enthusiasts for over 25 years, Colorado's largest gun safe dealer. They're on the air, proudly saluting our troops. And POWMIA Radio is celebrating its 20th anniversary of broadcasting on KHNC. The show was born in a discussion between station owner and manager Don Wiedemann and veteran Darwin Rutz in September of 1993. The focus of the show was then, is now, and always will be the American prisoner of war and the missing in action. We want to thank the entire family of the American Freedom Network for their generous support of this program. Also, we could not be as successful without our sponsors, researchers, guests, and most of all, you, the loyal listeners. God bless, and thank you.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. This is Morning Dawn White. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment on the subject. Dawn, I interrupted you when we went to the break. You go right ahead.
Okay, I was saying that you were talking about the Iran, whether they're quite there yet or not or whatever. And I said, let me give you another example. And I switched over to North Korea. Now, bear with me. If you reflect back roughly about 2 months ago, and we know that the young dictator there has been a man who is making all manner of threats about his nuclear power and his ability, especially his delivery and missiles, which are being questioned, all right? And a few of them have fallen into the nearby sea and whatever, and we have one that apparently looks like it is it. Now, he has made the statement, and I'll paraphrase it, all right, that we can our range now is such that we can reach Alaska and the west coast of the United States, and we're putting you on notice, basically, because of a number of purported things, which I will go into, because of the extreme animosity and bitterness. All right, unfortunately, between North Korea, not necessarily in reverse by us, but so we take this very seriously. Now, he got to the point that he had indicated that within the next, the next short period, maybe a few days, because everything had been building up to an enormous climax, that you will see the real thing happening, America. We're putting you on notice right now. Now, no sooner was the essence of that having been said than Big China, Big Brother, stepped in, of course, and put a rapid end to that, presumably under very friendly terms, of course, put an immediate stop to it. Why would China do it, which is our questionable, are they an adversary? Are they a friend? What are they? Well, we recognize that we're China's number one customer when it comes to made-in-China goods in the United States, and we don't want to have anything to happen to China. China is so endeared to us. For instance, they owe $1.2 trillion in treasury notes, 20, 30-year treasury notes. So we are so deeply involved, not necessarily by choice, but with China. So China did not want little brother North Korea, all right, to lose all of its sanity and launch this this weaponry. And we, of course, would respond with our anti-missile missiles and so on. So anyway, you can see it could happen tomorrow. The EMP thing could happen tomorrow. Netanyahu, or even an uninvited one, as we said, not something a lot more subtle, by the way, which I can't go into, than just simply a container ship off New England. All right, that would be launching, all right, one of the EMP delivered weapon by their missile. All right, there are, anyway, there's a lot of what can be, a lot what can't be in that respect. However, that's classified. So where we are today, really, we don't know. It could be another day. When you look at the United States, here we are 67 years later at the end of World War II, and there's been no atomic or nuclear bomb exploded. Isn't that remarkable? There are eight nations, I believe, who have nuclear weaponry, and 67 years, and we could have rapidly ended, if you will, the war that happened in Iraq and so forth. But we are civilized, and we don't do that kind of thing. But there are a lot of psychotics out there and so forth, especially rogue nations, never to mention the a lot of individuals who are, so it's very uncertain. It could be today, tomorrow, next month, next year, or it could be another 10 or 20 years. We don't know. But it's getting closer and closer because people like Netanyahu don't respond by saying that we're going to preempt. You've already mentioned you're going to wipe us off the face of the earth. The world has heard that, and we are going to preempt. And it will be soon, he said. Now, how soon is soon? Okay, Lord Kelvin said 200 years ago, unless and until people stop speaking in terms of adjectives and adverbs, but speak in terms of numbers, we're not communicating. So we all use adjectives and adverbs, either because we don't know what the numbers are or because the numbers sound too ominous.
Well, you know, I have one advantage doing what I do. I have an opportunity to talk to a lot of people, some reliable, some unreliable, but most of them are fairly reliable. And in about 1994, somewhere there, on 95, I talked to the gentleman who is in charge of research for the Republican Congressional Commission. And during the course of our conversation, he told me at that time that Iran had at least two nuclear weapons.
I'm sorry you were breaking up. I lost your last few words. Repeat, please.
Oh, I was just saying that this gentleman who was in charge of research for the Republican Congressional Commission,
yes,
had told me personally that Iran had two nuclear weapons at that time. And anybody can go up on the Internet today and type into your search engine, Washington Time, Iran nuclear weapons, and you'll find an article in the Washington Times, October of 2011, talking about the fact that Iran has nuclear weapons. Now, why, as some people say they do, and the rest of the media says that they don't, that maybe it's soon, but not yet, and that's because the media lies to us. We have to find independent sources of information that are not controlled. And I share your concern, Don. I appreciate what you're doing, trying to get this information out, sounding the warning that people should begin making preparations and hope and pray it doesn't happen. But I do believe God is just, and I believe he brings judgment on nations. And, of course, America has turned against God. I believe in one form or another, there's going to be terrible things happening to our country. We've got about 2 minutes for you to wrap up the program. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are, unfortunately, even in our own country, we've lost much, if not most, of our morality. It's fashionable and in vogue to lie or to shade the truth. And with the greed on one side balanced against of course, the total of the misrepresentation and outright straight lies and inconsistency, all the way up from the top in this country, all the way down into all the many facets. Unfortunately, we're not the morality level we were at even a few decades ago or a decade or two ago. It's going from bad to worse. We've lost our graciousness and the fact that we were a role model before the world. All right, we're becoming less respected and whatever have you. So the Lord, unfortunately, he's been removed from the face of the coin, the $1 coin that says "In God We Trust," as you know. And they had the audacity to put our Lord, God, if you will, on the serrated edge. That's anyway. You can see the total loss of morality and so on. I don't know where it's going to go, but I know, and I am an engineering physicist myself, so I can get into a lot of stuff, which we will discuss here, of course. I am concerned. We are not prepared.
God bless. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skill the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, and I think this is a very real threat. It's not imaginary. And certainly I believe that God does bring his judgment on nations, because what we're seeing today doesn't make sense. I mean, basically, there's no question there's a threat. There's no question that the Congress voted in 2010 unanimously. The House of Representatives voted to take action to correct the problem. And this was effectively blocked in the Senate, and nothing's happened since then. There's a small group of congressmen back there working frantically trying to get the information out, and Senator Roscoe Bartlett, who's been in Congress, I think, 20 years, was trying to get the information out, and they gerrymandered him out of his district, so he's out of Congress today. And yet, of course, he was leading this group in Washington, D.C., trying to make it protect America. Why? Well, we have an excellent 4-CD set, and we have a DVD. They're both entitled The Threat of an EMP Attack. You need to get them. The DVD is a talk given by Ambassador Henry Cooper. The 4-DVD set includes interviews with people on the front lines of this battle, and it's an excellent information. You need to have it. You need to listen to it over and over again. You have our permission to copy it and get this out. We want people to know. And whether or not we're going to be able to do anything to get America protected, we want you to start making your preparations. And that means certainly having water and food and health supplies and a means of defense and a support group. And if you're in one of the major cities, I will tell you that the people I know in Washington, D.C., are getting places for them and their families to go to get out of the major cities. So if you're in Denver, at least have a place, an alternative where you can go. We're talking about something not imaginary, but really very, very real. A threat to you, your family, to the very structure of our society. Then, on the other hand, if God is just, his justice is not going to sleep forever. For God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been removed that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. Those words are chiseled into the marble of the Jefferson Memorial. They were written by Thomas Jefferson. And yet, of course, they use his writings to justify taking God out of our schools. Recently, a school had to pay $100,000 to the ACLU because they had a picture of Jesus Christ in the school. And yet it's all right to have our children do Muslim prayers in the schools, but don't you dare have a picture of Jesus Christ in one of our schools. Ladies and gentlemen, America is a post-Christian.